Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be here till 6:30 tonight. Then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Dottiglia along with Bobby Hebert. Mike Hoss will be the host, and his guest tonight will be Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And as Bob said, a lot of times Sean Payton would take that week off.
Yeah,
I'll talk to you all the following week.
Then we have Jay Rogers,
who's the edge yep. coach.
Yep.
And at 7:30 tonight, and you can hear the Pelicans, they start up at 7, but at 7:30 tonight on 105.3 on FM, you can listen to the Las Vegas Raiders as they play Bobby's favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, they're both sorry. Cowgirls are sorry. Raiders are sorry. But it is what it is. The NFL always say this, would like them to be relevant, which they're not. I think we've heard enough, far enough into the season where they should be able to flex games. Now, I know they want who wants to be on Sunday night, Monday night football, but they might work out some kind of formula in the future. When that occurs. So,
but they always love to have the Cowboys on prime time.
Yeah,
a lot of people and eyes. Either you pulling for them or against them.
Well, it's always a great day in America.
So I know who you'll be pulling for tonight.
But I actually think Dallas is going to win, but I think the Raiders might cover. So at 3.5, Dallas 3.5 point favored. But it's always a great day in America. A double whammy when the Saints win and the Cowgirls lose. That's what I always look forward to.
And a breaking last hour, but it had been rumored for a good portion of the afternoon. James Franklin, new head football coach at Virginia Tech, and the intensified effort now by LSU to go after Lane Kiffin. And we saw what happened last week. A lot of rumors that he might take the Florida job. Now it has swung toward LSU. Ole Miss sort of saying, hey, look, we understand all the talk, but you got to tell us if you're staying or going by the Egg Bowl November 28th.
Well, and speaking of coaching changes, we all know about the Pelicans. We haven't talked about that yet. I thought it was interesting what Joe Dumars said, him running the team now, that it didn't come down to wins and losses. It's more about how the team, how they've lost games.
What?
The Pelicans, look at, do you really think they could beat last night the Warriors? No. And before that, they had lost, four games by at least 20 points, and three of those losses were by at least 30 points. If you look at it, this he had a more opportune time. It's his fifth season and a 2-10 start. And like Dumars said, I was very clear from the beginning that there was no mandate that you have to win a certain amount of games. There was no mandate. I think the fans had a mandate. He said there was no mandate that you have to make the playoffs or the play-in game. I thought you have to at least be in the play-in game, but you can't get off to a 2-10 start. And Dumars says we have to establish who we are going to be here in New Orleans going forward. And I just didn't see that happening. And like Ms. Benson said, we need to improve immediately. Our roster is built for success right now. I don't know about that. How can it be, Ms. Benson, Ms. Gale, how can it be built for success now when Zion doesn't play? He's stealing money. Does Zion feel guilty or not? You can't check a player's heart. What in the world? I mean, I think it's almost like good riddance right now. The fans wouldn't even care if we would somehow trade him, he'd have success somewhere else and he'd never be hurt because he don't even play. Okay, you look, Mike, I've told you about this. I maybe talked to Charlie about this. When you talk about game management, you know who's the poster child start all that game management stuff? But he won two championships. Pop. Well, no, but let me tell you, the player was Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
He won a championship in San Antonio. He won a championship in Toronto. And now he's in the Clippers. So, okay, he's almost earned the right maybe game management. What has Zion won in the NBA?
Nothing.
He didn't won a playoff game. Nothing. Nothing. So, I don't know.
But Popovich...
Yeah.
Kind of swirled that.
Hey, I'm all for game management if you win a championship.
I get
you. Now, if you're doing game management, now you might want to see your stars and you're not winning. But what are we managing? We're managing losing. Come on. I don't know. I went off on a tangent there. But that's where we're at. Ms. Benson said, look, I really like Willie Green. She said, but I hired Joe Dumars to access our basketball operation. And that's what he's doing. So that's what he's going to do. So we have to go from here.
Bob, a significant game, November 17th, 1968, which if you can do the numbers with, that's 57 years ago. The Heidi game.
Yeah, Mike, that happened on this date.
On NBC, and okay, for people who don't remember it, the Raiders and the Jets were playing a very significant game that afternoon. The game ran late. Joe Namath with the Jets. The Raiders were really a good football team.
Was that Daryl LaMonica?
Yep. On that team. It gets to the 6 o'clock hour, and they got to decide, what do you want to do?
And that was NBC.
NBC. And the people running in the backstage of NBC is, we have not been told to continue the game.
Well,
we got to go to the Heidi.
That's somebody with no common sense. All of a sudden, Mike, like you said, the network, that being NBC, received thousands of calls from angry viewers.
It actually blew the circuits out.
Yeah, and they
NBC in New York.
And they formally apologized. Oh, we're sorry we took the game because the game was right there, the Jets and the Raiders. Mike, it was so significant, like you said, on this date, November 17, 1968. What are we doing? That would never happen today.
Never.
Yeah.
I remember my brother and I, we watching the game, and then all of a sudden, you know, they keep saying that, hey, Heidi will come up shortly.
The Heidi game.
And then all of a sudden, poof, the game, the Jets were winning, and you went to Heidi. Everything went haywire.
Hey, I remember that time I was in third grade. I'll never forget this. And I remember my dad all of a sudden knocking down the lamp. And my mom said, what's going on in here? Like, you know, I go, what? They took off the football game. You got to be kidding me.
And so they would scroll it at the bottom, and actually the Raiders scored twice, two touchdowns in the final minute to beat the Jets. And people say, how can you score two touchdowns in a minute? Well, yeah. One of them was a pass, Charlie Smith. And I remember, man, Charlie Smith, he couldn't catch a cold if he was naked in Russia. He was bad catching the ball. But, man, LaMonica hit him out there, makes a great grab, and they didn't think they were going to throw it to him. He's wide open. He runs into the end zone. So you kick off. The Jets fumble it. And at that time, you could take the ball and a fumble and bring it for a score. It's not a muff.
Yeah.
Okay? And so they scored two touchdowns. That showed was – the ratings were wrong about the AFL games.
Yeah.
How significant people were that irate. And
because NBC had the AFL games.
Tex Ram was, Pete Rozelle was, I was so thrilled about it. He said he was the biggest advocate against the merger because it was actually Tex Ram, Lamar Hunt, that cut the merger deal. But, you know, Tex said at the end he was okay. Pete always said, man, he was thrilled with it. He wasn't thrilled with it, but I was. We did it right, now a league that's going to give us huge ratings.
The best thing that ever happened in the NFL was the AFL-NFL merger. They didn't need to be in competition. They need to be a monopoly because the NFL is that tough when they merged in 1970. The best thing ever happened when the Jets – upset the Colts. I think they were 17, 18-point underdog. I mean, the Chiefs beating the Vikings here in New Orleans at that Super Bowl. Charlie, I got to do this triple option, too. I'm going to do this. NFL's Goodell says league plans to return to Spain. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell praised this year's international series and said Sunday that the league plans to return to Spain and will continue to study other possible markets. Now, he spoke before the Commanders and Dolphins game in Real Madrid's stadium in the seventh and final international game of the season. Seven now, the most ever in 1 year by the NFL. It continues to expand globally. We will be back. We are excited, he told the Spanish media. This has been a great opportunity for us. We always wait until we get through the games. We want to be back here in Madrid and Spain. I think this is a great market for us. You know who I might be on the committee? And I told Greg Metzel this. I got connections in all the places of Budapest, Hungary. I got connections. I'm going to tell you that story because we got to go to a break. But they have the stadium in Budapest, Hungary. They love the NFL in Eastern Europe. Now, that might be down the road, but they better not have a game there and they don't invite me to go help promote that. Can you imagine that? Cajun in Budapest? I mean, it just sounds like a movie.
The one thing
what fans don't want, you can promote the game internationally and have games in Europe and all over the world. You can't have no damn Super Bowl across the pond. You got to have the Super Bowl in the good old USA.
We'll be back to finish it up here on Second Guess at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Finishing up here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We've still got time. They got squares up on the Monday night game, and you can hear that game here on 105.3 FM starting at 7:30. Pelicans, OKC with one loss. Not too much of a shot here tonight for the Pelicans, the way Oklahoma City is playing. But you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL starting at 7 o'clock. At 6:30, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host, along with Bobby Hebert. We'll have on with us at that time Saints head coach Kellen Moore. His guest tonight will be Saints edges coach Jay Rogers, basically coaching the 3-4 outside linebackers, defensive ends. Jay will join the group at that time. Hoss and I finish it up. And then again, Monday Night Football on 105.3 FM and on the Big 870 WWL, Pelicans and OKC. Thank you for listening. Hey, keep your dial tuned into the Big 870 WWL for our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show coming up next right here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.